From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the country's next ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. Haley did not support Trump during the months-long Republican presidential nominating campaign. Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon and a former Republican presidential hopeful, said he has been offered a cabinet position as housing and urban development chief, but it is not clear if he plans to accept. And charter school advocate Bessie DeVos has been chosen for education secretary. Democrat Hillary Clinton has now amassed more than a 2 million vote lead over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump in the popular vote count. The vote count is continuing in some states, including California. No matter how large it ends up being, Clinton's popular vote lead will not change the outcome of the November 8th election. She will become the fifth presidential candidate in U.S. history to win the popular vote but lose the election in the Electoral College. Iraqi-led forces say they have completely surrounded the city of Mosul, effectively cutting off Islamic State forces from supply routes to their main stronghold in Raqqa, Syria. The paramilitary force Hashed al-Shabi says it has linked up with Kurdish forces along the road that runs from Tal Afar to Sinjar, cutting off access to the road that leads to Syria. Pakistan says cross-border gunfire from India Wednesday killed at least 11 civilians in the Neelam Valley of Kashmir. It says three of its soldiers were also killed. The Pakistani military says retaliatory fire by its troops killed at least seven Indian soldiers. This is VOA News.